the first day of Yarchei Kala, we did Ishoi Mishum Chitzoi. The second day is Ishoi Mishum Amaylai. The second man, the Yomar, and a whole new Indian Bifnei Atzmai. As in Ishoi Mishum Amaylai, there's a big machlokes we shine in what pshat in Amaylai is. Rashi Shita is Mamaynai is literal. It means Mamaynai in Chosh and Mishpat. And Shita's Taisis argues on Rashi. Let's start off with Rashi. Mishum Mamaynai Chivoy Akos, Mishum Mamaynai Kishoyroi Uboyroi. Rashi says, just like when your Shor is Mazik and your Bar is Mazik, because it's Mamaynai, as therefore your Chayiv. And the nafgamina between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan is by Eisha Eina Shaloi. That's not Memoinai. As there's a shayla on Rashi, why does Rashi say Bor is Memoinai? Bishlema Shairoi, the Torah says it has to be your Shar. Aba Bor is Chayiv, the Gemara Darshans from the Pasuk, even if it's not in your Rishus, even if you made it in Hefker, even if you made it in Rishus Harabim, it doesn't belong to you. Because why is Rashi saying that it's Mamaynai? In the Rach, who says like Rashi, that Mamaynai means yours, he says Shar, and he leaves out Bar. Why does he leave out Bar? Because Bar is not Mamaynai, as what's shot in Rashi. Because L'chayra, this Rashi is L'shitasai to Rashi on Heamid Beis, that in the original Mishnah in Baba Kama, Beis Amid Aleph, Rashi is Geiris in the Shad HaShava Mamaincha. Freg the Rajban Beis Amid Aleph, aye, how could you be Geiris in the Mishnah? The Tzad HaShava to be Chayiv in all Mazikim is Memoincha. Haray, Bar is in the Mishnah. It's one of the Dalit of his Nazikim. Zog the Rajba, the Gemara says on Choftes Amid Beis, that even though it's Einish Eloi, also Nakosiv Ki Eloi Hu Bishusai. Because you dug it, the Torah made you achroi for it. As therefore it's called Memoincha. Ashitas Rashi is, the Machayev of Bar is also Memoincha. The Machayev of Eish is also Memoincha in Chayshin Mishpat. As Rashi Shita is all Dalid of his Nezikin. The Machayev is Momin Hamazik. Tosis over here argues on Eish. Tosis on Gimel Amid Beis argues by Bar. Lefi Tosis, Momen Hamazik is Shor. Zel. Eish, Bar, it's not Memoincha. Shitas Rashi over here on Daf Hei is all the Mazikim have to be Momen Hamazik. Yeah. What's this? You say this dikamachloikis. That's more for perikama. We just wanted to make the diak and leave the ilam to think on their own and handle what could be the machloikis. Oh, that's one nakuda. Oh, the Rajba says, the makar of Rashi, that it has to be memoincha mamish, is number one, the lashna the gemara, memoincha mashma mamin. Void the rayas of the gemara says it's love. Eish de bal kelev, lav eish de bal gomol. The Gemara always stresses, if it's not his, it's not shayach memoincha. Taisus always says on the Gemara, I said it doesn't have to be his, what's pshat? But Rashi is zicha the pashat of pshat in the Gemara. As Taisus is on Rashi, okay, lefi Rashi, let's see, Taisus is going to say different. Okay. As Tosis asks on Rashi three questions that need to be answered. Tosis asks on Rashi that how could it be that you're going to say Eish needs Mamin? He asks from three cases. One case he asks from is Getz HaYoytze Mitachas HaPatish, a Mishnah. If you hit and you go out here on the street in Beis Yisrael, we still have those people that are still hitting and the sparks are coming out. As you hit, the spark shoots out, and the spark is mazik something. As the halacha is your chayiv. Frektosis, the spark doesn't belong to the person who hit the thing. It's hefker. No one owns it. As how could you say eish is only chayiv when the eish is yours? Hare bishlema, when you're lighting coals, like a good barbecue, you take out the coals. Okay, the coals are yours. And the fire, therefore, is yours. But when you're hitting a hammer and out shoots a spark and it's mazik, That's not yours. As why are you chayiv? That's what Tosis asks on Rashi. The Shita says, Rashi holds gets hayoitza mitachas apatish is Adam Hamasik. It's not the chiv of Mamin Hamasik. And the Pnei Yeshua adds to the Shita, he has a gavaldik diuk in the Rambam. He says, where does the Rambam bring the Mishnah of Getz HaYotze Mitachas HaPatish? In Hilchis Choyvel Umazik, which is Adam HaMazik, and not in Hilchis Momen HaMazik. Why does he bring it there? And the Magish Mishnah says you could be Medayik from the Rambam Seder more than from his Lashon. As why does he bring it there? You see it's a Adam HaMazik. As what's the understanding? Okay, good words. Rashi holds it's a Adam HaMazik. Tosis holds it's a Momen HaMazik. What's the Hesber of the Machloikis? What's it Talion? Is it Adam or is it Momen? What's it Talion? It's actually, there's a Tosis on Daf Samach, Divrei HaMascha Revashi, that's Megala. Tosis over there comes to be Shoylil this Pshat. He says, don't tell me it's Midin Adam HaMazik, because it's a Mishnah in the Perek of Eish HaMazik. Why is it in the Mishnah with all the tzurim of Eish HaMazik in Perek HaKoinis? If it's a Adam HaMazik, it should have put in the Perek by Adam HaMazik. Aye, so why is it not a Adam HaMazik? Zok Tosis like this. We're talking about where you banged on the gets and the wind took the gets and it made it fly farther and be mazik. That's not Adam HaMazik. If when I bang on the gets, the spark shoots out and it puts something on fire right away, that's Adam HaMazik. My nafkamina if I throw a rock, or my nafkamina if I bang and a spark shoots out and it hits something. It's me, it's my koyach, it's Adam HaMazik. What makes it into Eish? What defines it as Eish? We're talking about it seer where the wind took the gets and it was mazik further. As Lefizet, Tosis is masking there's a seer of Adam HaMazik. He's just saying, the Mishnah is Meduyik, it's talking about Momen HaMazik, Eish. And that's Akasha on Rashi. Okay. That's Machloikis number one. Machloikis number two is a similar machlekes, but it's going to have to be explained differently, is it's here of koifif koimosoi shel chaveiro. What's going on is there's a fire spreading, and someone comes, and he puts something in front of the fire. Frektoisis, the ash is in mine. Someone else lit the fire, someone else is making a fire, and it's spreading. I just walked over and I put something in front of the fire. I said, how could you be chayiv midin eish? You see that eish is chayiv even though it's eina shaloi. That's Tosis' question. Zok the Shita, Rashi will learn this is Adam HaMazik. Very similar to Derech HaLimud. Rashi is choylik, it's Adam HaMazik. And Reb Nachum added that Rashi in Samach Vav is very, Nun Vav is very meduyik like the Shita. Rashi says, Hare biyadayim hivir. It's ki'ilu, he burnt it with his hands. What's the Hezber in Rashi? Let's think together. My nafkamina, if I take a sword and I put it into something, or if someone is swinging a sword and I bring something in front of the sword. L'chayra, the same way you're saying it's Adam HaMazik, when I take the sword and I hit something with the sword, because I'm doing a maisa with the sword, when I'm putting something in front of the sword, in essence, what am I doing? I'm destroying. That's a maisa of destroying. As hu adin, my nafkamina if I'm shooting the missile, or I'm putting something in front of the missile, putting something in front of a eish, is doing a maisa mazik. L'chayra makes a lot of sense, the shita. That l'chayra, my nafkamina, how you do it. If you're putting the fire on the chayfetz, you're putting the chayfetz in the fire. At the end of the day, you're doing a maisa mazik. You're using the eish to be mazik. As memela, it's Adam HaMazik. of a Tosis is Mavur, not that way. That's very interesting. What happens by Ritzicha if someone does that? Is he Chayiv Biritzicha? As L'choira, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Ayin Zayin that talks about it. One example is if you tie someone, there's a lot of water coming, and you put someone, you tie someone down in front of the water. As that's called, you killed him. You did a Maisa Hariga, it's not a Grama. You killed him. As Rashi learns, when it's shooting, and you put it in front, your mamish being doing a Maisa Hezek. You could even be Chayev for Ritzicha. It's mamish Maisa. Be a dying. And what is Taisus holds? Oidapa. Taisus holds. It's one thing if it doesn't need the ruach to make it come. Let's say something shot, it's got its own motor, and it's flying. Or you threw something. And when you throw something, it's coming. As it's inevitable, it's coming. And you put something in front of that, that's Maisa Adam. That Tosfos is. He's Maida. That's the Gemara of the Mayim flowing, that's for sure. Over here we're talking about where the wind is blowing it, and you still need the wind to blow the fire to make it reach. Tosfos says, as long as you need the wind, you need an outside source to pull it. That's not called Adam Amazik. Because the Adam needs the help of the wind. Huh? As he needs the help of the wind. As that's Ish. Ish is when I light and I need the help of the wind. As my nafkamin, if when I'm lighting it and the wind's taking it, or I'm putting it in front of it and the wind's taking it. As the Shaila is, how does Rashi answer that? And it's Mefurish in the Gemara. We're talking about it here where the wind's pulling it. As the Zeisli Yaakov from Shmuel Yaakov Borenstein wants to make a diik in Rashi, and Lefizeh could be, it's not a Lomdisha Machlekis, it's a technical Machlekis, what the Tzir is. He says in Rashi, on Nun Vav, Rashi says, Dematile Kishikofafa. We're talking about it here. You bend it over in front of the Eish, and right then the Eish hits it. As if we're talking about it here, where you bend it over, and the Eish hits it right away. That's mamish, you put it in the Eish. You put it in the Eish. Tosis is learning, we're talking about it here. You bend it, and it's going to take time. The wind's blowing. It's going to take time till it gets there. As being that you need the wind, that's not called you did the Maisa. Because after your Maisa, the wind has to do something. It needs more of an Asiya. The wind has to blow it. As Lefizeh, it's not a Lomdisha Machlaikis. It's sort of a technical Machlaikis, what the Tzir is. But we'll leave for the big Lamdanim here to think about what could be the Lomdisha Machlaikis, if you don't go with this diyuk, if you learn they're not arguing what the tzir is, what could be the Lomdisha Machlaikis? How do you look at wind, v'chulei? Yesh, yesh, habe lepav. We're starting. We're just getting you started. This is where to get started. Okay. That's the... as we have a Machlaikis, Rashi answers both of Tosfos' question, Koyfif koymasa lefnei ha'esh is Adam. And Tosfos learns not that way. Frek Rav Nachum, a bomb b'shaila on the Shita. Frek Rav Nachum, that there's a chilek between Adam HaMazik and Eish HaMazik. By Eish HaMazik, it's only when it blows in a Ruach Mitzuya. When it blows in a Ruach She'eino Mitzuya, it's potter. A Ruach Mitzuya is the wind today. Ruach She'eino Mitzuya is what hit America, a whole bunch of hurricane of winds that are, that's like Ruach She'eino Mitzuya. As by Eish, you're Chayiv, by Ruach Mitzuya, by Ruach She'eino Mitzuya, you're Potter. By Adam, there's a ribuy of Petza Tachas Potze. If an Adam goes on to the roof, and a Ruach She'eino Mitzuya comes and blows him down, and he falls on something and he's Mazik,
chayiv.
Mufurish. Because Adam is chayiv even on a oynis. I bazei frek Rav Nochum, the Gemara nun vav amid aleph says, by koiviv koimoso shel chaveroi, you're only chayiv by a ruach mitzuya. By a ruach she'ena mitzuya, your potter. Bish leima lefi toisvis, that toisvis learns the chiv is mishom eish. That's the chilik of ruach mitzuya and ruach she'ena mitzuya. Aba lefi Rashi, that Rashi learns that it's midin Adam. Hare Adam is chayiv on ruach she'ena mitzuya. Das frek Rav Nochum. Vais techois, you have to say that there's a difference when you're lighting the fire and when you're putting something in the fire. When you're putting something in the fire, then only by ruach mitzuya you're called an Adam. Of course, it needs explanation. And we'll leave the oilam handle and work on it and think what could be the possible explanation. Okay. As that shitis Rashi. Shitis Taisis is Lashon Taisis Chiv Mamayna Yeshboy. Even if you're madlik in someone else's fire. B'tzorich beer. As far as Gemara say, Mamaynoi. If Mamaynoi is lavdafka, so why did the Gemara say it and then we say it's lavdafka? The Gemara shouldn't say it, we won't have to say it's lavdafka. As chiyav Mamaynoi yesh. What does it mean? As the Pnei Yeshua asked the question, and the Pnei Yeshua says that just like when something's your mamin, because it's your mamin, you're achroi to watch that it shouldn't be mazik, and therefore when it mazik, you're chayiv, as hu adin when you light fire. When you play with fire, you're achroi to watch it shouldn't be mazik, just like you're achroi to watch your mamin not to be mazik. As chiyav amayna yeshboi means you mechuyav lishmer oisai like you mechuyav lishmer memoyna. That's what the Bnei Yeshua says. V'tzarech beer. Hare by shor, the Torah writes it has to be yours. By bor, there's gzeiras akosiv, even though it's not yours, you're chayiv. By eish, there's no gzeiras akosiv. How do we know you're chayiv when it's einish aloi? How do you know you're mechuyiv lishma or something that's not yours? Asfara? Mechitesi. L'choira, we find something that's mine, I have to watch. And therefore I'm chayiv when it's mazik. But something that's not mine, mechitesi. What, every eish I see I have to walk over and watch? I'm rather not. As what's, according to Taisis, that Yechayiv, even then it's Eina Mamaynai, where's the marker? What's the reason why it's Chayiv? We find such a thing by Bor, but by Bor it's a Mefurish Pasik that tells us, even though the Bor is not yours when you dug it, you're Chayiv. As by Bor you need a Pasik to tell us. As why is Eish different? What happened by Eish? As there's two ways of learning. The Rabbeinu Peretz on Daf Chav Beis asked the question, and the Rabbeinu Peretz says, you learn Eish out of Bor. This Gzeres HaKosev, Bor is Chayiv, even though it's Eina Shaloi. Eish, you learn out of Bor. However, in the Sefer Reb Chaim Shlomo Leibovitz, he brings from his grandfather, Reb Ber, and in the Mir, it's been long Taira from Reb Nochum, that Reb Nochum tainted that you can't say this. Why? Because the Gemara on Chavtes Amid Beis, the very famous Gemara, says, Shnei dvorin ason hakosiv ki'ilu hein bershusai. Chametz ubor. Why doesn't it say Eish? Harei, lefi the Rabbeinu Peretz, there's a number three. There's Eish. But why doesn't the Gemara say, Shalosh dvorin ason hakosiv ki'ilu hein bershusai? Rav Nochum was very happy. Someone brought him a Tosfos Chachmei Anglia when it came out on Pesachim. And the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia asked the question, why doesn't it say Eish? And he says, must be by Eish. You don't need a song like Pesachim. Ki'ilu hein birshusa. Huh? Oh. V'yesh Lodin on their question a little bit. If you look at the Lashon of the Gemara, it doesn't say Shnei Dvarim that are Eina B'Reshusa and B'Reshusai. The Lashon of the Gemara is Shnei Dvarim Asa'on HaKosev. There's a Gzeres HaKosev. The Gzeres HaKosev is by Shnei Dvarim. Could be there are other things that we learn out of it. But the Gzeres HaKosev, the Asa'on HaKosev, is only by Shnei Dvarim. They understood the Gemara, Shnei Dvarim, a son ki'ilu ein b'reshusai, and nothing else, as they asked. But in the Gemara, to answer the Rabbeinu Peretz, you could say a son akosin. That's the Shnei Dvarim. However, Rav Nachum, and now we have the Chedushei Yeshurei Rabbo Ber, the stencil of the Shurim of Rabbo Ber. We see it's really the Rebbe Rabbo Ber said that he has a Tosfos on Unvav Amud Beis that actually explains our Tosfos over here. And it's a big hashlama to our Tosfos. The Gemara on Unvav Amud Beis says that if you take a behema and you walk over with the behema and you walk it over, someone, Ruvain's behema, you take his shar, you walk it over to the field and the shar eats, the person who brought the behema over is chayim. Red Tosfos, it's not his. How is he chayiv? Haray, it says in the Torah, Be'ira Didei. It says in the Torah, you only chayiv if it's yours. What's pshat? Azok Tosfos stated in the Gemara a chiddush that if you cause the behema to be mazik, you're chayiv u'kididei dami. What is kididei dami? As Rav Nachum said over from his Rebbe, Rav Ochbel, that he coined it Ba'ayfin Zeh. And Kedarka, the Hagdara is a Geshmak Hagdara. There's two ways of owning something. You could own something in Choshen Mishpat. Over here, the other guy owns it. You could own something in Baba Kama. You don't own the Shar, the physical Shar, but you own the Mazik of the Shar. Because you walked over and you caused this shor to do this maisa hezik, as you're the bal hamazik klapi this maisa. Mean a shor has two identities. It's a shor and it's a mazik.
Is this chiyav adam or chiyav
shor? Shor. As you could own the shor in Chayshim Mishpat, it's yours. Over here you don't own the shor. You own the mazik of the show, the shei mazik of the show. That's what you own.
Why don't you become a chayav adam mitzvah, just like the gets?
As it's talking ba'efin that it's a grum. It's a very complicated sugya. You could take a look on the vav on the base. The Gemara has such a sad, and the Gemara is doichin. You're not off. But you have to see step by step. Continues Tosfos. How could I say a maimid, even though it's not yours? But yechayim midin shein v'regel, yechayim midin behema. So just like ish, ishein eshaloy is chayiv. As Tosfos himself sushtels to our yisoyer of Tosfos that ishein eshaloy is chayiv, and he explains it over there. V'yeser arichos. That what's the vod in ish? The vod in ish is that because you lit the ash, you caused it to be mazik, as you're like a maimed on everything the ash does. As you're not bala ash of a Rav Nochum world and Rav Ochbel's world, you're bala mazik. You own the mazik of the ash because you enabled the ash to be mazik. However, I say the same thing by bar. When you dig a bar, as you should be a maimed, as what do you need a sona kosev ki'ilu hein b'rshusai, muchach in Tosfos, that only by shor and eish is shayich maimed, and by bar is not shayich maimed. The shayla is, why? L'choyra, the same way you made the ish, you madlik it, you made the bar. Zaylapam, we in Hachana Shir, as Eilam will be Michael, Eilam could sit and handle and work on it, and handle together. So, okay, let's chazer over what we saw to get the ilm into it. We saw that Rashi Shita is, and mamin means mamin mamish. Tosis is from gets, from kaifif kaimasai. As Rashi holds over there, it's Adam. We saw possibilities, it's technical machleksim, and we were hinted to the ilm, it could be londish machleksim in Adam amhazi. Number two, Tosis holds it doesn't have to be Mamayna. So what are you chayiv for if it's not Mamayna? As Rav Nochum Sushtel Tosis Anun Vavamit Beis, the stencil of Rav Ochber, Midin Maimid. Other MK, the same way you say Maimid by Eish and Behema, you should say Maimid by Bar. What's the difference between Bar and Eish? As we'll leave the Oilam Hango. Okay. Oh. As very quickly we'll leave with the last question of Tosis, something for the Olam to think about. Tosis asks another question on Rashi, the third question on Rashi. What happens if you lit the fire and you're mafker it? You'll be putter according to Rashi. Tosis says that can't be. Every guy, when he makes a fire and he sees it's going out, he's going to be mafkrit. Now, by Shor, you don't have this issue. A Shor is worth a lot of money. You see it be mazik, you're not being mafkrit. You'll pay the hezid, but you're not being mafkrit your Shor. Abba Eish is completely valueless. Like, what do I care if I'm mafkrit? Okay, so I'll be mafkrit Eish. It's over there. If you're going to say that according to Rashi, only chayiv when it's your Eish, every person will always be mafka the Eish. He has a posha that ate some. And Rashi Kinira holds, once you're pesheya and the Eish goes out, if you're mafka it, it doesn't help. Why? What should be the hezber of the machloikis? Kinira, Rashi holds, once you put Shea and the Eish going out, you're chayim. And Tosfos holds, it has to be Mamin HaMazik Ad HaSek. If it's not Mamin HaMazik, you're not chayim. What's the oimik of the machlekes? We'll leave the oilam siddha. Okay, so that's Shitas Rashi, Mamayin Chashitas Tosfos. The Hemshech of the Gemara of Ein Boy Mamish, the Firashi reads Gavaldi. In Choshen Mishpat, I can't own something that's an Ein Boy Mamish. I only own physical items. I don't own airspace. But according to Tosfos, who cares if it's a Yesh Boy Mamish or an Ein Boy Mamish? Okay, I'll leave the island. Let's say that.